Carrie Moore, your podcast host, and I have a travel tute. So a travel tute is all about the way you think about the travel experience. Everything from the preparation, the anticipation, and to the ultimate satisfaction of it all. And this is the first episode of a new podcast about travel. Let that sink in. So you can imagine that about 2 months ago, when I was preparing to launch a new podcast about travel in the midst of a pandemic, I had to even ask myself, is this something that you really want to do right now? So obviously the answer was yes, because here I am deciding to go forward. But maybe I should address the elephant in the room, but I think I need some help. This pandemic is a pretty big elephant, but I know the person, the perfect person to help me out. I want to welcome my guest for this week. Without giving away her accolades, I will let her do that because she can do it very well. I will say that she is Miss Jennifer Lee, and she is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Travel Planners International.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hey, Terry, and it's so true. It's the big elephant in the room, but you know what they say about when you're trying to tackle an elephant, it's one bite at a time, right? So one day at a time, one moment at a time. I'm so excited to be here, and I just love the attitude of Traveltude with your podcast. So very excited to be part of this with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm a little excited. And I'm anxious to get started, but you know, before we even start to deal with this elephant, I need my listeners to know a little about you. And you're such a great personality. You know, I've had an opportunity to connect with you through Travel Planners. And so I'm excited to have our listeners know a little bit about what I know about you. So
I've been in the travel industry for just a little under 5 years. Prior to joining the travel industry, I worked with entrepreneurs and solopreneurs who were looking to launch and grow their businesses. And I became obsessed with that entrepreneurial spirit. And if those of you who are listening have never worked with a travel advisor before, you are missing out because of like the most passionate, caring, very detail-oriented individuals. And the travel industry and travel in itself, really, I became obsessed with it because I realized that when we travel with a purpose and with a meaning, we do more for world peace than any nonprofit ever thought of. We do more for inclusion. You know, we really do make the world a better place because we understand one another. And yeah, it's just one of those things. Once you really get into it, you can't get out. You can't get rid of me, Terry.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah. So now that I think the listeners know a little bit about who you are, let's go ahead and take some bites out of this elephant. What do you say?
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. So we know that in terms of travel, things are starting to open back up. So can you give us an update on the current climate of travel?
Sure. And this is a climate that changes often. One of the things that we've seen that has changed dramatically since the beginning of COVID, let's just say in March, when we really had to respond as an industry to the threat of COVID, the feeling back then is very different than the feeling now. Now we're starting to see that people are wanting to travel. The climate of travel is not as scary. It's now more, don't you remember, Terry, when it first started, like you were afraid you were going to get stuck somewhere. It really wasn't even so much about getting sick. You were afraid you were going to get stuck. Absolutely. Now it's not about getting stuck any longer. And it's almost not as much about getting sick. It's just more like, is it going to be comfortable? Is it going to be convenient? Am I still going to enjoy my experience when I go? And of course, government, all governments, not just the United States, but all governments play a role. You know, Terry, I don't know if you know this or if your listeners know this, but travel represents 10% of the gross national product for the entire country. 10% of the whole GDP is tied to travel. So we have to figure this out because travel is just too important.
I agree wholeheartedly. And people want it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, a pandemic is something that's beyond all of our control, but what we can control, we need to control, you know, part. So I think if we just all do our part, we can kind of maneuver and make our way through this.
If you've noticed since March and April and May, again, in the beginning, can you believe it's been 6 months since we've been dealing with this, or 7 months actually, since we've been dealing with it. But I don't know about you, Terry, but I've been cool for a long time. I've been washing my hands way before it was cool to wash your hands. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. No, it made doing it a lot easier, didn't it?
Yeah. And when I used to get on the plane and put my wet wipe everything down, I've always been that person. Now people are thankful that I do that versus before they'd look at me like I was a little strange. But now they're like, thank you. Can I borrow one of your wipes? Yes, you can.
So this next question is a little layered. So I'll give you, some time to answer it. But it's a lot of things I want to get in, so I'm just going to, go ahead and put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about traveling, as we work through a pandemic, is there no doubt that there's a real elephant in the room, as we've been saying? And given the current climate, have people given up on traveling? I mean, for those who haven't, where are they going? How are they getting there? And what measures are they taking to protect not just themselves, but the families that they are returning to?
Yeah, it's a great question. You're right, it is multi-layered. So let's go with, have people given up on traveling? And I would say that there's definitely a percentage of people who have said, I don't see myself traveling outside of, going to my grocery store or maybe a little staycation, in the next 2 years. For a variety of reasons. Maybe it's not just because of the fear of COVID and passing COVID on, but might be a financial reason. A lot of people have lost their jobs through this. And so they need to hang on to those dollars and they're not sure, they don't want to spend it on an experience right now. I like to always say, your 2020 vacation was kind of stolen from you. COVID stole it from you, by golly. And people didn't spend money on that. And so now they're like, all right, when we do travel again, we're going to make this one super special. I liken it to after 9/11. I live here in Orlando, Florida. And after 9/11, the real estate market boomed down here in Florida and Texas and Louisiana and Vegas and California. And the reason that it did was because people from the northern states said, I'm tired of shoveling snow. Life is too short. It wasn't that they were afraid there was going to be a terrorist attack, but they kind of took stock on their lives, right? And so they said, I'm moving down to Florida. I'm going to Texas. I'm going somewhere warmer. And that's why our real estate market really boomed down here, because they saw after 9/11 how precious life is. I think we're going to have the same thing. And that's what's happening right now. And so we're reevaluating. And one of the things that we're seeing is that people want to be with other human beings. As much as we like the virtual conferences, the virtual meetings, those are great fillers. But in reality, we still like humans and we still want to experience other cultures. So, when they are ready to travel, people are choosing more robust experiences. They are choosing longer experiences. They are saying, I am going to do this, even though it's maybe outside of what I thought my budget should be for that. But I haven't spent any money on my hair in 6 months, or some of the other things, going out to dinner all the time. I didn't spend it on that. And so those that are ready to travel are looking at it as a let's go do it type thing. Where are they going? There's a lot of places that are starting to slowly open up to Americans, and that's where they're going. And many people are planning for 2021. So they're planning that vacation now. The measures that they're taking, they're getting there by, plane, train, and automobile. They can't get there by cruise ship right now. but they're getting there. The airlines are doing a great job. Many people are feeling more confident in flying, again, because we're just kind of getting used to wearing a mask. And they're taking most of them hopefully are working with a travel advisor, right? Because travel advisors are the ones that understand what the protocols are in the different destinations, and they can help them with what measures for them to personally take before they get there, as well as what's happening where they're going.
Yeah.
That was a really long answer. Sorry about that. But you asked me a 6-part question.
I did. I said multi-layered, and it really was. So, but I did want you to, if you can, touch on that last part about, you know, the measures that they're taking to protect themselves and the families they're returning to. Do you so I think people are very self-aware.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, do you get a sense that people are thinking about the potential of having to quarantine when they return as they, you know, plan to even take road trips and things like that? Or, you know, I know for my grandson, he has a compromised immune system. So when we just did a family road trip, we decided not to take him this year because, you know, we didn't want to jeopardize. So we've had, you know, make some decisions like that. But overall, it didn't stop us from traveling.
Right.
So that's kind of the sense that you're getting, that people have to make some trade-offs, but they're still willing to go.
Absolutely. You know, I'll give you a real world example, and that self-quarantining is very important. So I have a couple of friends who were had multiple trips kind of back to back, a couple of weeks in between. And they wanted to go, but they knew at the end they were going to end up going to visit their grandkids. So what they did is they self-quarantined before they went on their first event, first vacation, right? So they did that vacation. They took COVID tests in between just to make sure that they were okay and that they hadn't picked something up. And then they planned it out to where they self-quarantined for 2 weeks after they got back from their last vacation before they'd go see their grandkids because they were younger. And so that's a measure that somebody's taking. Because if you think about 14 days or 2 weeks, it's really one weekend in between. So it's, I'm working from home already, and I'm just going to hang out Netflix the whole weekend away, which, gosh, there's a great meme out there that says, okay, I'm done with Netflix, now what, right? So, like, you've watched so much of it already. And that in and of itself is a little baby staycation, you know, just to give yourself permission not to go anywhere. So, yeah, people are making decisions like that, but it's not stopping them. To your point, Terry, it didn't stop your family. And for people who really recognize that traveling is very important to their soul, they're finding ways to make it happen responsibly.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah. I think that's the key. You know, that's the key.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about the, you know, kind of the new norms that are taking place, you know, the social distancing, the wearing masks, and the endless hand washing and sanitizing. Mm-hmm. How effective do you think the airlines, hotels, resorts, and eventually the cruise lines are going to be in or are developing and implementing safety protocols for travelers?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The travel partners, all of those that you just listed, have stockholders to answer to, employees to answer to, families to answer to, lawyers to answer to. So some of the measures that many of them are doing, I'll give you an example. There's resorts in Mexico right now. We just had a bunch of our advisors come back from there. And it's like, it's not, oh, we're just taking your temperature, or, oh, we're wearing gloves to pick up your luggage. It's, we're spraying your luggage before it gets in the van. We're spraying your luggage after it gets out of the van. We are you know, taking your temperature every time you're in a public space. We are social distancing. They are wrapping the remote controls. They've taken decorative pillows out of the rooms. You know, it's like on and on and on and on. There's no buffets. There's no self-service. It's all those things. So they're doing way more than what you're doing in your own home, quite frankly, right? Like, I'm not going around spraying. Are you spraying your stuff, Terry? No. So they're doing way more than what you're doing. Most people are doing in their own homes. I mean, just from a PR perspective, nobody wants a COVID case, but Terry, how realistic is this going to be that we're going to end up with it 100%, right? Like, there's never going to be a time where everybody walked out of there not sick. I mean, there's nothing. You can't guarantee that. But what you can do is say, this is what we're doing. And I feel very confident. Now, the airlines right now, it's kind of interesting, and I think the CDC plays a role in this, and Dr. Fauci, who seems to, control a lot of this, right? But he's like, getting sick on an airplane is less of an exposure than you think. Like, it's not that big. You probably won't get sick on an airplane. So now airlines are saying, okay, great, we can open up the middle seats again. If somebody says we're open, you can be confident that, rest assured, they're doing everything they think possible to protect themselves and to protect you. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yeah. And it's very encouraging. It's a level of confidence. So, hopefully our listeners are taking heed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not playing around. It's not like they're open. Believe me, they've lost millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And those that are still there are figuring out the best way to have new norms.
Yeah.
Just like after 9/11, we had new norms.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So it's needless to say, things continue to change and they change quickly. Mm-hmm. What are mm-hmm. three things you think travelers need to do before they depart for their trips? Like, whether it's a road trip, a flight, or a cruise. I mean, we kind of said some of this stuff already, but mm-hmm. So what are maybe your top three things you would suggest that travelers do as they prepare?
I would say the number one thing is to adjust your expectations. That would probably be the first thing. And I don't mean that negatively, but you're going to come across things. So if you book something now, right, and you're not traveling for 6 more months, what you know to be true now may change in 6 months, right? For the better or a little less inconvenient. Again, the reason why you should work with a travel advisor, they stay on top of that. Patience is probably the second thing, which is you have to be patient with yourself. So as an example, I'll go back to Disney again. As an example, you're used to just going into a restaurant, standing in that queue, and ordering your burger or your hot dog or what have you. You had to order it ahead of time on an app. And I'm a pretty tech savvy person. And I was like, I don't want to order it on the app. I'm willing to just stand in line. They're like, nope, you have to go over here and order it on the app. So you had to have patience, because normally I'd just used to just going right up and doing something. So set your expectations, adjust them, have patience, and be open to the new way of traveling. Yeah. Those, to me, if you can gather those three things, the rest are just logistics, as far as taking sanitizer and all that stuff. But if you can do those three things, you're going to really have a fantastic vacation or a great experience.
I actually think that those are good things to have when there's not a pandemic. So
true that.
because
that's so true.
Yeah. So, and even more so now. So
yeah,
those are three things that I hope our listeners take to heart.
Yeah.
And utilize them, patience. Mm-hmm. You need it regardless.
Yeah, so I know.
It really helps.
You got to breathe through it sometimes, yeah. Terry. Just breathe through it.
I agree. Okay, so traveltude is all about the positive aspects of the travel experience. That is the preparation, the anticipation, the vibe, and ultimately the satisfaction. Traveltude is less about the destination and more about the disposition. In the times we find ourselves in, tell us what you think one can do to maintain their traveltude, even in the midst of a pandemic.
It's about the preparation and the anticipation and the vibe. And travel does give us the best opportunity to do that, because we are completely out of not sleeping in our bed, not in our home, usually don't have your work email on. And so I would say, and I know I've personally done this, I say pull out your old photo albums. Like, go back in time of when you did go to Germany or France. The beautiful thing about Facebook is it's got that 1 year ago today you were doing this. And doesn't it instantly take you right back? Oh, I remember when we were doing that and we ate that. And remember that funny guy? He came up to us and we got into a conversation and we laughed for a half an hour. Well, that help, you know, our past helps us with our present, right? But do that. And then also I would say the next thing is plan something. There's nothing more exciting than that anticipation and the countdown. Put something on the calendar. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Find a week to say, this is the week we're going to go on vacation. And then connect with a travel advisor who can help plan that with you. It doesn't mean that the planning, because just because you work with a travel advisor doesn't mean you don't get to have fun in the planning. But pick a week, say you're going to do it, put it on the calendar in pen, not in pencil, put it on the calendar and start planning. And that will help you stay connected with some of those past memories and excited to create the new memories. For me, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like a good recipe to maintain your traveltude. I encouraged through social media, encouraged people to not quit their daydream.
Yeah.
Well, you know, don't quit your daydream, you know, just whatever it is that you're, you know, wanting to do, wherever you want to go, like you said, plan it.
Yeah, put it on there, you know, and also, you know, just we started off with, you know, the elephant in the room and how do we tackle that one bite at a time. And for every day that we're looking forward, it's less energy about looking at what you don't have. You know, I like to focus a lot on appreciating what I do have versus, you know, mourning the loss of something that I no longer have. What does it look like moving forward? And planning something, there's just something special about planning something, about a special date on there. And even if you don't end up going far, even if it's, you know, that travel to, you can maintain that just by thinking forward. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And travel to, again, is the way you think about the experience. Mm-hmm. And you can create that, you know, 100%, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've covered quite a bit of ground here and got some very useful information. I say when you want to know the truth, you go to the experts. And today we did just that. So Jen, I just want to thank you for joining me today and helping me to crush the elephant in the room. If you plan to travel during the pandemic, I just, you know, say to the listeners, take some of the, you know, things that you've learned today, you know, prepare in advance and just follow the advice of the professionals. I think everything is going to be all right. What do you think?
I know everything is going to be all right. This is just a moment in time. It's a moment in time. We all get to be part of the comeback story, and I'm excited to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, so am I. And I'm just as excited, and I stand in anticipation like never before.
It's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Terry. This is a great podcast. I'm really excited for all the listeners to get an opportunity to adopt this new tude. I love it.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for joining in. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Travel To You podcast. We hope that you will tune in for our next episode, Have Lemonade, We'll Travel, which will air on Tuesday, October 20th, when our special guest will be Jandy Smith-Turner, CEO of Acuity International. Now let's just see what type of travel to she brings to the show. You can always find this podcast at any time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on my website, www.farmoretravels.com. That's F-A-R-M-O-O-R-E, travelswithanass.com. Hey, don't forget, while we're getting to know each other, during the next episodes of this podcast, we're having another Who's Listening contest. The rules are simple. Join the Travel To Community Facebook group. Listen to the podcast from beginning to end. Look for a post in the Facebook group with a question related to the show. Be the first to answer the question completely and correctly, and you will receive a prize, courtesy of the podcast. It's that simple. Until then, Like, share, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TravelTube and on Instagram at TravelTube1. And remember, when it comes to travel, the adventure is not just in the going. It's your entire way of thinking about the travel experience, the preparation, the anticipation, and the ultimate satisfaction of it all. It's more than a vibe. It's more than a mood. It's a travel tube. I'm on travel. Oh, yeah.